Jesus, Drake, watch out!
I shouted, shoving my partner into an alley. The wall above us had three deep gashes in the concrete where the cyborg had shot at us.
Don't gotta tell me twice,
the big man rumbled. I peeked around the corner and my hat went flying, a neat hole torn through the front peak. If I'd stuck my head just out a little further. Just before the cyborg attacked us, Drake and I had signed over the body of Dale Henderson to the medical examiner's droids. Henderson was a doorman at the Thumper Club Liquid Genesis, who had been murdered in his apartment a few blocks off the lane. Neither of us saw where the Borg came from before we were running for our lives, firing pistols over our shoulder at the maniac.
Damn it, Andy, we need support.
Now, I said through gritted teeth. That was my favorite hat. My phone's microphone picked up my voice, and my ever-present personal assistant answered.
I've alerted the police drone dispatcher, boss. They're trying to decide if the current threat warrants removing a drone from citizen protection duty.
You tell that pencil-pushing asshole that he needs to send me a drone! Drake and I are pinned down! There was a pause from Andy, my AI assistant, as she did what I directed her to do. Down the road, I could hear the perp taunting us, though I couldn't make out his words. What's he saying? I asked Drake.
Oh, you know, the same thing they always say. You never take me alive, copper. That sort of stuff.
I glared at the former football player. Are you kidding me right now? Our bodies are about to gain a few extra holes and you've got jokes? Drake shrugged and then jutted his chin back towards Jubilee Lane.
Looks like your request was approved.
Flying directly toward us was a police drone. It banked sharply and set down on the road.
Detective Zachary Forrest, do you require assistance?
The drone asked. Yes, goddammit! Kill that fucking Borg!
Affirmative.
The drone issued a warning to the perp, and the twin miniguns mounted underneath its body began spinning. A bellow of incoherent rage answered the drone's warning, and something massive slammed into the spindly leg supporting it. I watched in shock as the remains of a metal park bench skittered down the alleyway, carrying the drone's legs with it. Its turbofans engaged, lifting the damaged drone skyward as several small metallic discs impacted against its body. The same jagged streaks that marred the building above our heads appeared across the drone as the cyborg's weaponry did some major damage, turning the drone's exterior armor into an overpriced pasta strainer. I'd seen those types of rounds at a murder scene a few months ago. They'd gone through walls, flesh, even bone. Fuck this, I said, drawing my Smith & Wesson Aegis pistol. The drone listed badly to one side as the damaged turbofans struggled to keep it aloft. It returned fire with the miniguns, but the rounds flew wild as the weapon's recoil further destabilized it. Tink, 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 tink. The cyborg shouted something about cocksuckers in power as the bullets from his gun tore into the drone. I took the only opportunity we were probably going to get and stepped out of the alley. The thing stood 20 yards away. I'd seen the ganger before when he was human, and I was pretty sure it was the same guy who shot at me a few months ago when the mayor put a price on my head. The Borg was as big as a tree. In fact, that's why they called him Branch. He was 6'8", easily 280 pounds when he was wholly human. Now there was no telling how much he weighed. He wore some type of exoskeleton around his legs that increased his height by a good 2 feet. One of his arms had been removed at the shoulder, and a massive weapon of some type was surgically attached in its place. Or maybe it was mechanically attached. I'm not sure how the back alley chop shop that made him did things. In his opposite hand, he held a smaller machine gun that would have been too heavy for me to hold one-handed. The cyborg also had dreadlocks, which reminded me of the tweaker a few months ago who thought his synthane house had been attacked by some type of octopus demon or something. Coupled with the miniature saw blades the guy was shooting, I was willing to bet he was the attacker from that case.